The governments of Britain and South Africa are under pressure to intervene after 20 foreign tourists were arrested in China during a 47-day tour of the country. The tourists from Britain, South Africa and India were arrested at an airport in the Mongolian city of Erdos. 11 of them have since been released. Some have already been deported. The remaining 9, though, may face criminal charges. There's still little information officially about this case, but a state-run newspaper, the Global Times, has reported some of the tourists were watching videos advocating terrorism while they were in their hotel rooms. Now, a South African charity that provides emergency relief, Gift of the Givers, has got involved. Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman is the organisation's founder. He's speaking here with Tim Skelton, and apologies for the phone quality.
It was a 47-day tour arranged by a Chinese tour group called China Odyssey Tours. And they were already in the country for 30 days. It is not like they just entered the country. And they were in the next phase of their tour on day 30th, going from Inner Mongolia, a place called Erdos, to Xi'an. And it is at that point that they were arrested. And the strange thing about that was their mobile phones were taken away, so they had no access. They couldn't call the South African embassy, one of them. They couldn't phone their family members. They couldn't phone the tour operator, nor could they ask for legal assistance. And it was only 48 hours later when the tour operator found that his group was looking, looked for them and found they were arrested and detained. And he then alerted the family members. And that's how we got involved, because a family member in South Africa called me. It was a Sunday. And because I worked very closely with my government, I then phoned the right people in government. And the government acted immediately. And thereafter, the government was in touch with the family members at all times. But on Tuesday, yesterday, the South African embassy then sent their representatives to Erdos. The British embassy did the same thing. And they met the China people, or China authorities, and asked, what is the reason?
So how did your organization, Gift of the Givers, become involved in this case?
That one of the family members who received the message on Sunday that the family were arrested then called me for assistance, because people in South Africa know I have a very close working relationship with the South African government, especially with international relations. And because my organization has been involved in 42 countries and we've been involved in similar kind of issues in the past, we're involved in hostage taking when, you know, people are taken hostage. We negotiate for the release. Right now, we're busy negotiating for the release of a hostage in Mali. When people get trapped in countries, we try to get them out. So our government knows we do that, the media knows we do that, and the public knows we do that. So because of that reason, the family member called me, and also because he's a friend of mine. You know, for two reasons. He called me because he's a friend, and because they know that I have a relationship with the government, and I can point them in the right direction to get things moving very quickly.
So have you been able to make contact with authorities in China? Have you been able to find out anything more about what these people are believed to have done?
Well, I can't make the contact with the Chinese authorities. I spoke to our government. It's our government's responsibility to deal with the Chinese authorities, which they've done very, very well. They've been working on it from Sunday and Monday and on Tuesday. And on Tuesday, of course, the embassy staff from Beijing came to Erdos and spoke directly with the Chinese authorities. And that's how they got the first five released. But we're all asking for some kind of proof or evidence of what the charges are. There are no charges put forward at the moment. One of the things suggested was, as I mentioned, that some of them are linked to a suspect terror group. The second is they may be linked to some banned organization. There's no proof. But the third one, and the most astonishing one of it all, is that they are now, the crime was they were watching propaganda videos in the hotel room. Now, what the propaganda videos are, we don't know. But my own personal opinion is that because it's the holy month of Ramadan and Muslims tend to recite more of the Holy Quran, the Holy Book in this month, and, you know, watch more channels and more programs related to the Holy Book, it's very, very possible that this group carried some kind of videos to remind them to recite the Holy Quran so they can get it, because in all over the world, in Ramadan, we as Muslims, even in Western countries, we watch Islamic channels, we watch channels that stream footage out from Saudi Arabia, or we listen to recitations of the Holy Quran, whether on TV, or we put it in a CD player, whether it's in the car and the house. And that's common practice for Muslims all over the world, especially during this month. But because they were in a country where there is no Islamic channel, they probably took these videos or the books to listen to on the Holy Islamic book, which is not banned, which is not illegal, which is not a terroristic book. You know, it's a book of religion and prayer. And it's possible that could be the main reason that people, the Chinese think that these guys are propaganda material. The best part of it all is, all of us who listen to the book don't understand it. We only listen to it and read it because of spiritual blessing, because we're not Arabs. We don't speak the language. We speak English, we don't speak Arabic.
So you've asked the South African government to intervene, and I understand that the deputy president is actually in China on a state visit at the moment. What are you hoping the South African government can achieve here?
Look, they've done a lot so far in terms of engaging the Chinese, getting the five South Africans out. But we've made a call publicly saying that the deputy president, being on a state visit, should engage the highest Chinese authorities and say, look, if you've got evidence that South African citizens are involved in terror activities or disrupting the internal functioning of the politics of your country, then produce the evidence and charge them. Fine. We don't have a problem with that. Nobody in the world will have a problem with that. But if you have no evidence and you're holding them on suspicion or hearsay or some kind of thought process is going through your head, or no direct proof that they are involved in some kind of terrorist activity or whatever you call it, the propaganda video, whatever you want to call it, and you're holding them as criminals when they're innocent people and putting them in a detention center in a cell when they don't deserve to be there, you have no right to do that if you have no proof or evidence. Then it is only right and legal that you release them and allow them to go home uninterrupted.
That's Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman, founder of the South African charity Gift of the Givers, speaking with Tim Skelton.